So, welcome back to Bachelor Buzz, the best place to come for recaps on your favorite reality show and the latest in Bachelor Nation news. We're your hosts, Arena
And Julia, and we're so excited for you to join us today for our Bachelor Nation's update. Ooh,
Yes.
it's been a while since we've done one, and there's definitely a lot to go over, but we chose kind of the bigger stories that we wanted to lay out and give you guys some info about. And then we'll break down some of the smaller ones too. But we're really glad to be back together today. I'm drinking a seltzer water with lime, my favorite non-alcoholic beverage. How about you, Arena?
I have my water.
That's a cute like
Thank
tumbler.
you.
Love it. I just realized I should probably change my background. We gotta get
That's
Jen
right.
up here.
Oh my
Or
gosh,
maybe
yes.
like
We need
something
Jen.
else, like a collage of the different bachelors or something.
Yeah.
Because I just realized this guy is no bachelor
That's
anymore.
right.
No
That's
more
right. I
Joey.
didn't even think of that. Joey,
I
we're
just
happy for
realized
you.
that. Yeah, we're so happy in a good
And
way,
Kelsey, yeah.
excellent way.
Pretty
But
good.
all right, Arena.
Got
So, what are we going to talk about
started.
today?
Well, the first thing that a lot of people are talking about that's on their minds is Maria.
Maria.
So she just went on Call Her Daddy podcast. It was
Which is a
released
huge
this week.
podcast.
Yes, it is such a big podcast that everyone knows. And she was on there and she talked about a lot of different things having to do with her decision to turn down the Bachelorette lead. So we'll get
Yeah.
into that.
She
Um,
spilled
so
so much
basically,
tea.
so much tea. So basically, she talks about, I have my notes, guys, on my phone.
Love it.
Basically, she talks about the fact that she did turn down the lead position. But she had already been fitted. She had already started the process. She was already in it.
She
And
had
then,
like
as
said yes, which
yes,
I
she
think we
said
didn't
yes.
realize, you
So
know.
she was the one. And I'll say this, like, she would have been a very exciting season for sure.
Yeah.
However, I am really glad that it is Jen now, and that it also kind of tells you that The Bachelor did not intend to choose the first Asian Bachelorette just yet. It
I
happened that way.
know. I'm glad to hear it because I love the tea. I love that she's being honest. Like, I think
Yes.
she prefaced the entire segment about that as like, listen, I want to live my life in honesty and I'm going to be honest with you. And I really always will respect that. And I'm glad that we know, but I'm also like, oh, I didn't know that because it just does seem to take a little bit away from
Yeah,
Jen's. I don't
yeah. And I'm
know.
gonna choose to ignore
But
it,
I love that
but
she was like, Jen really wanted it.
yes.
So like this is right. She was so supportive of Jen. So
Exactly. And that's why she didn't even want to talk about it right after Jen was announced because she didn't want to take away from that moment for Jen. And now at this point, it has been like over a month since the finale. So that's why I think she feels comfortable talking about it and saying basically that also for her mental health, she was not ready to go back into that world and through an experience like that. So when she turned it down, which was only a few days before it was announced. She wanted to go back home to Toronto. She wanted to be with her family and friends and all of that. That being said, she does really like the entertainment industry and she would love some more opportunities to be a part of the industry. So I think she would be great in the industry. She has the personality and
Oh,
I think she
yeah.
would do really well in that. She also talked a little bit about Nick Viall and that whole thing that people were talking about when he started liking her
They had a
photos, her old
history.
photos on Instagram.
Yeah, he like she like
Yes.
found or he found it or whatever. He was like, I was looking at her old photos and I realized I had liked them like years ago, you know? And that's funny, you know. I
Yeah.
mean,
People were
Nick is
like,
gonna
this is
Nick.
weird. I know, that's the perfect way to put it. Nick is
Nick
going to
is gonna
Nick.
Nick.
That's like just what we're gonna say
In
now,
the
I feel.
past, though, yeah.
Yes.
That is what we will say, though. I
Yes,
like
yes.
that. But like, you know, that was old Nick Vile and but what? They've been friends. It's
They
kind
were
of
friends, apparently. They had like a flirty back and forth. This was long before Natalie Joy, long before his current wife, well, his wife, long before they met. And they kind of had like a flirty thing going on, but they never actually dated to clear that up. never happened. Mm-hmm. They were just like friends. And she also said she knew some other Bachelor Nation people, like people had been on the show prior to going on. And she had been in the running to be on the show for what, like 3 other seasons or something. Mm-hmm. So this has been something a long time coming for Maria to be a part of this. So she talked about that, and she also mentioned her meltdown in quote that she had on that episode before the hometowns, where
the one where she tried to leave.
Yes, because she wanted to leave. People,
she literally tried to leave.
Yes,
remember when she went into that room and you were like, the producers are talking.
They probably caught
you. They're like, come on, don't leave.
Yeah,
Maria. Yeah, he likes you. Mm-hmm. But you know, she knew it wasn't her. But they did convince her to stay. Yeah. Joey convinced her. I think he really still was trying to.
He was.
You know, explore all the avenues. Yes. Like even though now we know that he already pretty much knew it was Kelsey. He like fell for her so quickly.
Yes.
He still wanted to go through the process, and Maria was still someone who he felt he needed to explore.
Mm-hmm. So. And we can see that. I mean, they had a really good rapport. They were always back and forth with each other and everything, and they were attracted to each other. But yeah, so she talked about that, and it was funny because I was thinking, so if she hadn't been part of the final four, who would have been that fourth person? Kind of curious. But doesn't matter. We're past that. So so no need to go into it as much. And she just said that she was also really grateful for all the love that she got from fans, because she didn't know how things were going to play out after filming the season and the whole drama with Sydney and the other ladies that were trying to back up Sydney and everything. But she really loved that a lot of people were for her. So it worked out for her. And basically she is open to dating, but it's not like she's going out there like seeking it out, but she's open, and like if it comes, it comes naturally. That she wants to meet someone organically and not through this process right now. So we'll see, and all the best I would say to Maria, because she was interesting and entertaining to watch for sure, and
people loved her.
Yeah, people loved she has a cult following.
I think we'll be seeing more of her.
Yes, we will. I think so too.
Great. Yeah. So good luck, Maria. I'm curious to see what happens next for her. Still following her, you know, on Instagram and stuff. Yeah. So keep an eye on our stories. We always love to repost our updates.
Always, always. So what's next? We were just talking about him.
Nick is gonna Nick, and now he is married.
Yay!
He's married. I'm really happy for him. Again, I've watched the seasons and the shows for a long time, and like Nick has always been there. Like he's been on Paradise, on Bachelor, on
Bachelorette.
And then so whatever. He was the Bachelor at one point. He dated people. He broke up with people. Mm-hmm. He fought for people. Like there was a lot. And finally, he found the love of his life, Natalie Joy.
Yeah.
She seems great. I don't know a lot about her. Do you know a lot about her right now?
She was all I know is what she did before they met. Mm-hmm. She was a model and a surgical technician.
Ooh.
Before they met, she slid into his DMs in 2020, and that's how they got together. They started dating. They kept it on the DL for a while.
Because she's younger. She was 19 when they met.
She's
younger. But mature.
Yeah, she's very mature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they seem great. Like, you watch them. Like, she comes on his podcast a lot.
She's a permanent co-host now.
Oh, permanent?
Yeah,
oh,
now.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're a really cute couple. I love that they were pregnant. You know, I had my baby a little before they did. Well, you know, pretty much, I don't know, like half a year before they did. But it was so fun to watch him like become a dad and stuff. So that's really great. Yeah. Their baby is named River Rose, born in February.
Yes. And
a daughter.
I misspoke. She was a surgical technologist. My apologies. there's a difference.
Now explain what that is, Arena.
I have no idea, guys. I'm sorry. But there must be a difference.
Yeah.
Clarify.
Either way, this girl is smart, not yes. just beautiful.
She is smart, yes. So they got married April 27th at her family's farm in Georgia. A lot of people were in attendance from Bachelor Nation who had been on the show, including past producers and one current producer who was mentioning that they already know who the Golden Bachelorette is going to be. Ooh. But they did not spill who it is. They just said it's someone you'll know. So I don't know.
Teresa. No, they gotta choose Leslie. Yeah.
It's gotta be Leslie. And Teresa, I don't know if she would do it. Teresa's probably like, I'm good.
Love. I want her to find love.
She does, and she's so amazing, guys.
She's so fun.
She's so fun. Yes. She's a great dancer. Have you seen her videos on Instagram when she's teaching classes?
Oh good.
She has got it. She dated Prince.
She danced better than me. She's fitter than me.
She yeah.
Probably.
Come on, guys. Who wouldn't want to meet her? Just so yeah,
anyways, we'll see. But yeah, Nick and Natalie got married.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, they wanted to go on their honeymoon, but apparently her passport was damaged. Mm-hmm. A page or two got ripped out, so they couldn't go on their honeymoon.
That's so
when I'm sitting here like, what? Like, yeah. I mean, ripped out, like, if mm-hmm. that isn't more of a reason why we need digital passports and like an actual system, uh-huh. not just some like weird
here's book your
that you carry around with you that you
and if you
lose all the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they couldn't go on their honeymoon, which really sucks. But, yeah. you know, I mean, they also have an infant. So maybe it's best they stay home for a
Worked
little
out.
Longer.
Yeah.
Then they can go on their trip. Try yeah. again in a few months.
Yeah. So yeah, so that is them wrapping up with them. And like you said, we're happy for Nick and congratulations, guys. And it's really nice to see former people on the show find love when it doesn't work out on the show, which most of the time, let's remember, it doesn't. That it's good to see that people go out into the world and they find people who are from other places. And that's really, whether it's maybe another season or another reality show or just life. So Instagram. Great. Yes, Instagram. Instagram.
All right. So
what's our next one?
Daisy Kent.
Daisy.
Another high, what's the word? Like a very wanted bachelorette person. Like the people wanted Daisy for bachelorette. We thought the producers wanted Daisy for bachelorette. They did want her for bachelorette, but she said no. Similarly to Maria, she wanted to focus on her own like healing and just live her life and focus on building herself up after that season with Joey. Mm-hmm. But what we have found out is she has found a dude. She found a guy.
Go, Daisy.
A billionaire heir.
Mm-hmm.
Get it, Thor. Girl.
Thor. Okay. I mean,
how do you ignore Thor?
I mean, what?
He's cute. Did you see a picture of him?
I have seen a picture of him.
Preppy, blue eyes.
Yeah.
He's cute. I can definitely see them together.
Yes, 100%.
What do we know about him, Arena?
Well, they met in school at San Diego State University in college, so they knew each other, but they were very different people at that time, as Daisy has said in interviews. I think it was in her interview on Hannah Brown's podcast, Better Tomorrow. But so they're very different people now, and apparently he reached out to her after she left the show.
Which, I think she definitely needed.
Yes.
You know, because she's been chasing Joey around all season, and before that, she felt like
no one wanted her.
Didn't want her.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is
so
crazy,
I'm so
Daisy.
Happy that he reached out to her. That was cute. Did he slide into her DMs?
It did not say. I don't know if he just contacted her maybe by phone or text and things. But so he reached out to her and they, a little background on Thor. He is a professional racer for the off-road desert racing league called Score International. He is a member of the famous, I don't know how to say his last name, Herbst Racing Family, who have been dubbed the first family of desert racing in Southern Nevada by the Southern Nevada Sports Hall of Fame's website. His grandfather, Jerry Herbst, ran the company Terrible Erbst Motorsports, and they also have been traveling together on her family vacation to Puerto Vallarta in Mexico, as well as a cabin trip in Utah, and they stopped at Stagecoach in Indio, California, which we all know all of the Bachelor people were at Stagecoach.
Of course they did that.
Things are going well.
It sounds Yay, like they're Ducey. Going really well. Get it, girl.
Yes. I'm happy
I couldn't be happier for her. This is exactly what the universe had in store for her. Yes. And I'm so happy that she, like, had the foresight not to say yes to the Bachelorette, because, like, look at what she would have missed out on.
Oh my gosh, she would have missed out on Thor reconnecting, re-meeting Thor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely meant to be what she went through. And yeah, we're really happy for her, because it just wasn't meant to be for Joey and her, because he's happy with Kelsey. Kelsey's happy with him. God, they're meant so to be. Cute. They're so cute
I
together.
Loved his, like, birthday post to Kelsey. Just so normal now. It's just great to see them. Really, like, normal. They post their lives on Instagram, on their stories, like, you know, hanging out in sweats, like, traveling, like, just at the airport, just like anybody. Like, it's just cute to see them, like, really living life together, and I'm just so happy for them.
It's really great. Oh, and side note, speaking of them and traveling, they are in Hawaii right now, because as we all know, Joey lived on the island of Kauai for a long time. Nice. Yeah, so he's showing her Hawaii. It's so beautiful. It's so sweet. Hawaii is beautiful. Okay. On to the next.
I haven't been. I have to go. I do have to too. We actually have family that live there.
Oh,
shout out.
Even more reason.
To my husband's cousin and his boo main squeeze.
Oh.
And we really want to go, but now that we have the baby, it's just like,
yeah.
We were going to go last year, but then I got pregnant.
Wait until he's like a little older, because the first time I went, I was 4. I don't remember that much, but
I have to wait 10 years
to remember for him to remember.
I know. That's how I was when I was in Europe, but I actually do remember a lot from Europe, just obviously like not that, but I do remember a lot. I actually do. So like 8 and up, I think is okay.
Yeah,
it's good age. But okay, so some mini updates for everybody. Victoria Fuller and Greg Grippo broke up. If you follow them, Victoria was a beautiful, kind of dramatic person. Man, I don't even like remember what season she was on, but she was on Bachelor in Paradise and ended up getting engaged to Johnny. And they seemed really cute, but then they broke up at the reunion, or like it was out that they broke up. And then she like went to Italy with Greg, and it was like very strange. And everyone was like, "You're in Italy with him?" And they didn't really talk about it, but they've been like dating ever since for a year, I guess.
Yeah.
And they just broke up, and reportedly it was because of like just not making it work. They had distance. Yeah, she was a travel nurse, I believe. And you know, it's sad, but like, you know, they'll continue their journey to find love. And I'm excited for her to see where she ends up. I feel like Greg has been on social media a lot. So it's like interesting to see what he's going to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's a little update on them. Another new couple. I'm excited about this because, I mean, I love Caitlin Bristowe, and I really loved her and Jason together. Mm-hmm. We know they broke up, you know, late last year. She was like maybe dating someone, you know, who was it?
Zach Clark.
Zach from Tayshia's season. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like they've moved on. Okay, let's just let them move on. And Jason has moved on to one of my favorite social media comedians, Kat Stickler. So she, for all of you who don't know her, she is not part of Bachelor Nation. She is now very much friends with a lot of Bachelor people. She already was, I think. I can't really pinpoint why I know that, but I feel like she was friends with them already. But she is hilarious. She became popular on Instagram because she would make like couples videos with her husband who like, I think they went to high school together. They like, I don't want to say they didn't have a one night stand, but they like hooked up. She got pregnant. They got married like a month later, had a baby, moved in a big house, became famous on social media, but then they broke up. And I don't really know why. I think that she's hinted at the fact that like he just didn't want to like be Instagram famous or like he couldn't handle it or something. But they broke up and she actually got her marriage annulled, which is very hard to do.
Yes.
But I think it may have been just because it was mostly out of the want to have their child.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't speculate. Sorry, Kat, if that's wrong. But if it's wrong, so we can talk to you. but she is hilarious. Like, honestly, she's really funny. It's Kat, K-A-T, Stickler, on Instagram. And yeah, so she's like really fun, beautiful, brown hair, brown eyes, has a daughter, which I think is great for Jason. I feel like he definitely would be a great father figure.
Mature enough too.
For MK, I'm sorry. And so yeah, I'm really happy about their relationship. I feel like it fits. I can definitely see why he likes her, just like Caitlin. She's fun. She's beautiful. She's silly. Like, I just think that's great. So, and he also just came out with a new book. And did a press tour for his new book, Talk Money to Me.
Right.
And it's basically outlining, you know, finances, which is very cool. You know, he's one of those bachelor people that like kept up his daytime job and is using his success from Bachelor to find more success in his actual career. Definitely respect. Yeah. So I'm happy for them. And do you want to talk about Zach?
Oh, yeah. So we have, and this is, I think, our last little update today is that Zach Shawcross, obviously from Bachelor Season 27, where Charity came from, and his fiance, Katie Picker, have set a date for their wedding, everyone. Because if you recall in our previous news update, we mentioned that they had been on the Golden Happy Hour and had mentioned that it would be in the fall of 2025. So they have confirmed it will be October 2025. We don't have the actual day, which is fine because given their privacy. And it will be in Texas where they currently live. And they both lived in Austin before they even went on the show. So should be great because they obviously have a lot of friends there, and should be really fun. And I'm sure we'll see so much about it on Instagram, and maybe people will do an exclusive on it. I don't know, because people usually is there to do exclusives on all of these Bachelor Nation weddings when they come up, even if it's after they've left the show. So exciting! New news! Yay.
Okay, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Also, I wanted to correct myself. Sorry, everyone. Victoria Fuller is a medical sales rep.
Okay.
So that's where she's at with medical stuff. But I believe she does travel a lot for it. So that was the issue. But anyways, thank you for that update, Arena. So exciting. Yeah. And then we also know that Charity and Dotton are getting married. When is it?
Well, we're going to mention that in our profile.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's going to be 2025 too.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like kind of the same time.
They mentioned it first, at the Golden
Wedding. Yeah,
they talked about it. But okay, so that's pretty much all we have for this. Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we'll try and keep up with all the other big news items and do another one soon.
Yeah. Oh, did we mention this? You posted about it, Julia, my great co-host. But Jen's season of The Bachelorette, season 21.
Official time.
When does it premiere, so Julia?
They're July 8th, 8 p.m. So we have – and actually, I did ask like a few weeks ago. I was like, listeners, is it too soon to start a countdown? And literally everyone said no. So as soon as we got the date, you know, I put that countdown up. Yay. So we have our official countdown. And as of right now, it is 2 months, 4 days, and 4 hours.
It's coming.
Eastern. Yes. Yay. We're so excited.
Yeah.
So we hope that, you know, again, we will, of course, delve into Jen and what we hope for her season in a future episode as well.
Oh, yes. Look for it in June, end of June, guys, shortly before her season starts. Mm-hmm. Oh, and quick tidbit. She's recently been shooting her hometown dates, apparently. So, oh my gosh, guys, it's happening. She's choosing someone. Okay. Okay.
It's happening. Seriously.
Yeah.
So all excited. Right. Well, all right. Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
See you guys. Bye.
Bye.